Skip the ramen noodles. Don't even think about a frozen pizza. It's time to find out where you'll enjoy some drinks and dinner tonight.
Arizona Guy Fieri here from Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives on the Food Network. I hope you'll be listening to On the Menu Live with the Madman, Matt Russell.
On KNST.
Ooh, On the Menu Live. Matt Russell's not here. This is Albert Hall filling in for Matt, who's on hiatus in North Carolina. And I sure hope he's eating barbecue and drinking some moonshine. We'll see what happens. We have a great show for you today. Got a couple of great guests. We have Ollie Schaus from Cafe Torino of Oro Valley and of the Foothills. And we also have Beecher Howard from the Abbey joining us later. And sitting next to me is my good friend, Chef Brian Smith. Say hello, Brian.
Hello.
Man of many words. Well, let's kick this thing off. We've got some great food news for you, and I don't know if you follow this stuff, but as an avid foodie, we do. We always do. And I just wanted to announce that over in Japan, those geniuses at Burger King have released their third-generation all-black hamburger called the Ninja Burger. Ninja Burger, all black, black bun, black cheese, black ketchup, black. Sounds tasty, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Brian, have you had a black burger before?
I've not, no.
You know, they dye the bun with bamboo charcoal and squid ink. And I don't even want to know about the cheese that Burger King uses and how they make that black. But it's not sounding too tasty to me. Why does it always have to be that color? You know? I mean, seriously. Black is okay. Black truffles, right? Black sesame seeds. Black poker chips, right? I don't know. Black hamburger. You know, it's not the first time that a major food producer has tried to color their food to make it more appealing. Back in the 2000s, I think beginning in 2000, the Heinz company decided they were going to come up with some colored ketchup for kids in a little squeeze bottle. And they had just some lovely colors. They had green, they had teal. And then there was margarine. The Parquet people came out with a squeezable margarine that was like a hot pink and electric green. And that didn't last too long. But the Japanese, I think, are the king of the colored food. They have Kit Kats in every imaginable color. And they have special stores that they sell these Kit Kats in. It's absolutely amazing. Amazing. We got some other fun stuff going on, too. Tucson Originals still has a lot of great deals on their website. If you want to go to TucsonOriginals.com, they're offering some two-for-one coupons that you can get for half price. It's basically two for one, isn't it?
Yeah, I guess it would be.
Yeah, there's quite a few left still. Dante's Fire has some discount vouchers on there for like $12.50. And it's a $25 gift certificate. Lodge on the Desert has something on there for $25 gift certificate for $12.50. Tanca Verde Ranch has a discount voucher. Same thing, $25 for $12.50. Cafe 54. Kalina Russian Cuisines and Tea House has a $20 coupon for $10. Monsoon's Tap and Grill discount voucher. They're over on Thornydale by my house.
I'm sure you frequent there.
I do some of my best day drinking there. And there's even a coupon for Magpies. It's a $10 coupon for $5. So check that out. That'll be fun. What have you been up to, Brian?
Cooking?
What are you cooking?
All kinds of stuff.
Where do you cook?
At Acacia.
I knew that.
I am the sous chef at Acacia.
You know, technically, you're the chef de cuisine.
No, yeah.
Right?
Call it what you want.
Well, you pretty much cook. You run the kitchen, right?
Yeah.
Because I'm passed out most of the time.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay. So, yeah. So, what have you been doing? I mean, we got some great stuff going on at Acacia.
Yeah, we've got a lot of stuff going on. We've got the our German beer dinner coming up on October 2nd. We also have our Oktoberfest starting.
That's a week long.
That's a week long. I think 9 days is what we actually did it for. And it's the 27th of September through the 5th of October.
What's that all about?
And we've got some good stuff in the bar area. We've got some pretzels with beer cheese, some imported German beers, some, you know, it's a few local beers that are, you know, German style, you know, pumpkin ale type beers. We're doing a few different things.
Now, is there going to be like a wiener fest that goes on with that?
Yeah, we're doing wieners too. We're doing currywurst, bratwurst,
knockwurst.
All kinds,
the best of the
all
worst,
kinds of worst,
right?
Yeah, all the best of the worst. That's right.
That's awesome. So the beer dinner is actually pretty intriguing. Is that what that falls on a Thursday, right?
That is, yep.
And
the second.
So that's like a four course, five course.
Five course
comes with beer.
Comes with the beer, of
that's
course.
The traditional German fare.
Yeah, traditional
Sauerbraten and.
Yeah, half the stuff I can't pronounce.
Yeah, we'll do. I think we start off with some summer sausage and some German cheeses, and then, of course, beer is paired with every course. Then we do a nice cabbage and potato salad.
A few different things. The dessert donut deal. What?
Berliners.
Berliners. That's
Berliners.
Right. Yeah,
they're like donuts without holes. It's like you know, chefs without purpose. Donuts without holes, and then you drizzle all kinds of fun gooey stuff over them. But that's pretty traditional.
Yeah, it's gonna be a lot of fun.
That sounds fun. Anything else going on?
Tasting menu just started back up.
That was on a summer long hiatus, huh?
Yeah. Well, we had our sunset menu that ended last week. So yeah, we're excited getting into the winter and start to get busy again. So
we like that. Well, all the restaurateurs out there, it's almost over. Almost over. You can go to our website if you want, acaciatucson.com, and get all the details on all the stuff that we have going on. Sounds like a great plan. You know what else is happening coming up, too, is Restaurant Week.
That's right.
And Acacia, of course, is participating in Restaurant Week. That's, when is it? It's September 19th through the 28th. And basically, you can go to a participating restaurant and get a three-course deluxe dinner for a set price. And there's $20, $30, and $40 price points. Some of them may include a beverage with it. Some of them may not. If you'd like details on that, go to the Acacia Tucson website and get your fill of all kinds of fun information. Let's see. I know that I know North is participating. Acacia, of course. I know that is Pastiche participating? There's a handful of Tucson original restaurants that are actually going to participate in that. Okay, good. Why don't we go ahead and see if we can pay some bills, and we'll be back in just a little bit.
How's it going, Tucson? Jeff Howe here from the Sandwich King on the Food Network. Thanks for listening to On the Menu Live with my buddy Matt Russell.
On the Menu Live, this is Albert Hall filling in for Matt Russell. Our first guest has been around Tucson for a while. Opened his first restaurant up in Oro Valley. Very successful restaurant. And in the not too far back, he opened another restaurant over in the foothills. And I'm speaking of none other than Ollie Schaus of Cafe Torino. Ollie, are you there?
Hi, Albert. How are you doing today?
Doing good. How are you?
Good.
Fantastic. Thanks for calling in. Listen, we want to talk a little bit about your restaurant.
Very good.
Tell me what's going on.
Well, we're getting ready to do our 15th year up in Oro Valley, and Oro Valley's been very good to Cafe Torino up there. Last year, we opened up Cafe Torino in the foothills at River and Craycroft in the Whole Foods Center. We had a successful first year with that restaurant, and Oro Valley here in the near future is looking to expand another 1,200 square foot and add some some Italian pizza up in our menu up there.
Oh, that sounds great. Now, I think everybody knows that you're Italian. Tell us what kind of Italian food you actually do at Torino.
Well, our menu is based off of Daniela's family's recipes. Daniela's father, Italo, was born in Bologna, and Daniela's mother, Eddie, was born in Torino, so that's how we got the name Cafe Torino.
And Bologna so, probably wouldn't have sounded.
When we originally opened, Daniela and her mom, Eddie, were the chefs in the restaurant, and they specialized in some recipes from Italo's grandfather for the bolognese sauce and the lasagna. And then Eddie brought to the table up in Oro Valley all of her northern Italian cuisine, the white sauces and the veal scallopini dishes that we offer on the menu.
Now, I'm looking at your menu online, and I got to tell you, it looks absolutely delicious, and it looks like it's pretty traditional Italian fare.
Yeah, they're very traditional. Daniela has tried to keep the traditional part of the menu consistent. She's remained true to her roots of her family's recipes. And, of course, her father unfortunately passed away on us last year, right before we opened the Foothills location. So luckily, before Italo passed away, he was able to train some of us on the pasta-making skills that he did for so many years. And now Eddie, being retired, she still is in constant contact with Daniela, and they talk about food and the Italian way of cooking. And so all of those things create Daniela's ambition to remain traditional in her heritage.
Mm-hmm. Do you have a house specialty, or is there one or two items that you guys are consider your signature items?
Well, I think over the years, Albert, our lasagna is a unique recipe. Like I said, it was Italo's grandfather's recipe. Homemade spinach noodles with the bechamel sauce and our bolognese sauce and Parmesan cheese. There's no ricotta or mozzarella in the lasagna. And our lasagna actually was picked by Arizona Highways last year in April as one of the top 10 restaurants in Arizona.
Oh, fantastic.
So the lasagna is one that I would say is one of our signature dishes. And then our veal marsala and the veal piccata have been mainstays in Oro Valley since the day we opened. So we use the end round of the veal, and we slice it. There's no pounding, and it's the way that Eddie's prepared that dish for household her whole life. So people seem to really enjoy those dishes.
It looks absolutely delicious, and I'm looking at the price point, too, and it looks extremely affordable.
Well, Daniela tries her best to keep the prices to where they're supposed to be and to give a nice quality and quantity for the money that people spend. Of course, that gets harder for all of us as the days go on in the restaurant business as the food costs are going through the roof.
But, indeed.
So we should try to keep it so it's affordable for everyone.
Well, I can tell you from my own experience that the quality of the food is exquisite. Lila and I have dined there many times, and we love your restaurant.
Well, thank you, Albert.
We love your restaurant. So do you guys do a happy hour or anything like that?
The Foothills location right now, Albert, it does happy hour from 3 to 6 daily. We do what we call a 1-2-3 happy hour. The 1 is for $1 off beers and $1 off well drinks. The 2 is for $2 off all the glasses of wine and $2 off all the other alcohols in the establishment. And the 3 is for $3 Italian beer, Moretti, Peroni, and La Rosa, and $3 off of all of the appetizer selections on the menu. Now, in Oro Valley, as soon as the remodel is finished, which we're crossing our fingers and hoping to be done by the 1st of November, we will have a full-size bar in Oro Valley, and we will have the same happy hour and maybe a few additions to the happy hour selection with the pizza and everything.
Wow, that sounds great. So you guys are getting a new pizza oven.
We are getting a new pizza oven. Danielle and I were talking about pizza for a period of time, and I happened to be over in California on a fishing trip with my son a couple of months ago, and I saw this pizza oven, so I bought it. And I called Danielle, and I go, well, I guess we're in the pizza business.
Oh, that sounds great. So yeah. You guys are open for breakfast, lunch, and dinner up in Oro Valley?
Oro Valley is breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And of course, we have a great following for our breakfast up there. We think that probably our breakfast is one of the higher quality breakfasts in town. We offer some Italian fares on that menu, the uva prosciutto, the pizzola, which is our eggs over medium with the sausage and the pizzola sauce on top, the prosciutto, like I mentioned, and then, of course, the all-time favorite in Oro Valley is the Torino scramble with the eggs scrambled with bacon, spinach, and Parmesan cheese.
That just sounds delicious. We're going to go to break real quick, Ollie. Stay on the line. We're going to talk some more.
Okay.
This is On the Menu Live.
If you didn't know that Acacia has one of the best happy hours in the West, you've been missing out on a great experience. Our bar menu features a wide selection of shareable small plates, creative cocktails, extensive beer and wine, as well as daily specials every night of the week. Kick back, unwind, and join us at Acacia, where great food at great value is always on tap. Acacia, real food and cocktails. Visit us online at acaciatucson.com.
You know, it just isn't fall without a trip to Apple Annie's Orchard, where families have celebrated the fall season for over 25 years. Apple Annie's is the premier destination for fall pumpkin picking with the kids. Southern Arizona's biggest annual pumpkin celebration kicks off at Apple Annie's on September 27th, and the fun continues every weekend through Halloween. Come to Apple Annie's and enjoy fresh country air and pluck your perfect pumpkin straight off the vine. Kids will love the hay rides and an all-you-can-eat apple pancake breakfast on festival weekends or an apple smoked burger lunch after conquering the exciting corn maze. And don't leave without a visit to Apple Annie's Country Store, where you'll find homemade apple bread, jellies and jams, tangy salsa, homemade fudge, and more. Apple Annie's Orchard is located in Wilcox, an easy drive east of Tucson. For directions and event information, visit their website, appleannies.com, and follow them on Facebook and Twitter at Apple Annie's, or simply call them at 520-384-2084. What are you waiting for? Grab the family and head over to Apple Annie's for some pumpkin picking fun.
Hey, all you barbecue pitmasters out there in Arizona. This is Ray Lampe, Dr. Barbecue, and you're listening to On the Menu Live with my pal Matt Russell. It's the most delicious hour on radio, and it's only here on KNST.
Where's Matt? Matt's lost in space. This is Albert Hall. You're listening to On the Menu Live. And we're talking with Ollie Schaus from Cafe Torino. Ollie. You know, we talked a little bit about your food. Tell us about your beverage program. What kind of wines do you offer? Well,
Daniela is in charge of the wine selection, and I believe she does a really great job, Albert. We have a very good selection of Italian wines, and then the California wines, of course. So Daniela has her favorites. She has a nice Nebbiolo and a nice Barbera that she does by the glass. And then we also have the Barolos and the Brunellos and all of the upper-ended Barbaresco and so forth. And then we have a nice selection of the California wines. And so we have, in the restaurant atmosphere, because of the Italian wines, the time that it takes for them to open, some people prefer to use the California wine since they open a little sooner. But we ask our guests if they would like to have a nice Italian wine with their dinner. If they call us in advance, we would be happy to cork that bottle and let it breathe before they come in and eat so they can enjoy that wine at its true best.
That sounds like a good idea.
Yeah.
Probably eliminates no-shows, too, doesn't it?
Yeah. Well, that
hey, your
nice.
Wine's
yeah.
open. You better get in here. That's awesome. So, Ollie, tell me a little bit about your background. You've been doing the Oro Valley store for quite a while.
Yeah, well, like I said, the Oro Valley store will celebrate its 15th anniversary in February. And, of course, we opened up there. Originally, Daniela wanted to just do a coffee and lunch place with paninis. And then one night, her and her mother decided to cook some homemade Italian pasta, and it's just blown up into what it is today. So it's a real blessing. People enjoy the food that Daniela creates, and of course, Daniela and I are hands-on operators within our restaurants, so anytime you come in, you'll be able to see either one of us at either location at any time.
Yeah, as it should be for a mom and pop.
Yeah, yeah.
You know? Well, I wish you...
A good thing for us right now is our two daughters are of age now that they're both working. I have my daughter Tessa is taking a lead position down at the Foothills location. And then my youngest daughter, Selena, is full-time in Oro Valley now as well. So it's nice. It's truly a family operation.
Oh, lucky you. I won't even allow my kids in the restaurant. But that's a whole nother story.
Yeah.
Anyway, Ollie.
That's another program, huh?
You have you have enjoyed real success over the last 15 years, and we certainly wish you well with your new location. Where give us your address. Where are you located?
Original Oro Valley location is at 10325 North La Cañada, and that is the southwest corner of La Cañada and Lambert. And the phone number for that location, Albert, is 520-297-3777. And then last June, we opened our Foothills location, which is located at 5605 East River Road. And that is on the northeast corner of River and Craycroft in the Whole Foods Plaza. And the phone number for our Foothills location is 520-300-6860.
Oh, excellent.
And of course, we take reservations, so please feel free to call, and we'll take care of you. And I wanted to extend that anybody that comes in and mentions that they heard this interview today, Albert, I will extend a free creme brulee or tiramisu to anybody that mentions that.
Oh, nice. I might come by with 100 of my favorite friends.
Okay.
That's awesome.
Well,
and where
let me know in advance so we have covered.
You'll open that bottle of wine for me, right?
Okay.
Fantastic. Listen, on the internet at CafeTorinoOroValley.com.
So we're actually in the middle of it right now. Our new website should be up here next week, and it's going to be CafeTorinoTucson.com, and it will include both locations.
Good to know. Good to know. Ollie, thank you so much for spending time with us today.
Albert, I appreciate it. Thank you very much, sir.
Bye-bye. That was Ollie Schaus. They have a great restaurant. Have you been up there?
I've never been, no.
No? Beecher, I know you're over there. No?
No.
You're missing it, buddy, because, you know, it's just good, old-fashioned, classical Italian stuff. But, I mean, the love and the care that's put into it is just, it's phenomenal. I mean, it's like going over to, you know, your Italian aunt's house for dinner. It's fantastic. We're going to do something next that Matt probably wouldn't approve of, but we're going to do a beer tasting. We might even do a little whiskey tasting, too. And, Beecher, I don't know. I didn't want to tell you this before you came because I didn't want Sandy to ground you.
She'll be fine with that.
Will she be okay with that?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So we're going to taste some beers. How much time do we have left before the next?
About like a minute.
Okay. Well, you know what? We're going to talk for a minute. And then when we come back, we're going to pop some beers. We have beers of different qualities and different flavor profiles. We're going to compare them side by side, talk about it a little bit, and when we come back, Beecher Howard from the Abbey will be joining us, talking about the Abbey, and Abby probably, right?
Yep.
And Jack.
Yep.
And yeah, all those kids. Okay, if I didn't mention it, I'm Albert Hall. I'm with Acacia Real Food and Cocktails. We're located on the northwest corner of Skyline and Campbell. We do happy hour. We do fine food. We do casual fine dining. We do catering. We do all of that stuff. And you should call now. I'm sure Lila is right there by the phone waiting for you to call. Make your reservation. We'll open bottles of wine for you. Not just one. We'll open three or four bottles of wine for you. If you pay for them in advance, we'll open them. is that wrong? Poor Matt. I know. I hope he got into that big mason jar of moonshine.
probably.
Yeah, in North Carolina.
Yeah, I hope so, too.
They make some pretty good moonshine. Burns a little bit at first, but you know what? After the first couple swallows, it's all relative.
Yeah, you don't feel it anymore.
It's all relative, yeah. That's good. What else is going on, Brian?
Not much.
Oh, come on, man. Something's going on. Tell us about your garden. I guess maybe that's something for a later show. Okay, we're gonna sell some airtime. Do it. On the Menu Live.
Spice up your Saturday night. He'll tell you where to have fun tonight. On the Menu with Matt Russell is on KNST.
On the Menu Live, Albert Hall. Okay, listen, I want to talk about the sponsors just for a minute, because you know what, Brian, when I get in a tight spot, I go straight to Alfonso Olive Oil.
Yeah, we do like their oils.
We do. We love them.
Yep.
Did you get the, you didn't get it though, did you? Tight spot, man, you can just squeak through with Alfonso Olive Oil. Okay, that's bad. You know, we're gonna start this segment off with a little bit of beverage tasting, and we stopped on the way over here. We picked up five beers that are each a little bit different, and one of them is decidedly different, and we're gonna do this blind, if that's okay with you, Brian.
Yeah, of course.
Okay?
Yeah.
And we also have Beecher here as a tiebreaker, just in case. Okay, and the five beers that we've selected for our tasting are the Lagunitas Maximus, the Dogfish Head 60-Minute IPA, the Ballast Point Sculpin India Pale Ale, and the Nimbus Dirty Blonde, which is a blonde ale. Okay, and then, of course, we have Milwaukee's Best. Okay, awesome. I think that's a nice broad spectrum. Why don't we go ahead and try the first one? And only I know which is which. They're really nice. I love beer. And, you know, coming into Oktoberfest, it's important that you drink beer, of course, but that you know what you're drinking. Okay? And that's pretty nice. It's smooth. It's light. It's not anything terribly explosive. Right?
No, it's pretty good. It's kind of got, like, almost a smoke at the end or something. I mean...
Smoke at the end? That couldn't be. You don't smoke, do you?
No, it's kind of maybe a little chocolatey or.
You know, speaking of smoking, we should go over to Jerry's Cigars, get us a couple Stogues.
Nice seg.
What do you think? Have you ever been to Jerry's Cigar?
I have.
You have?
Yeah, we did a live broadcast from there before.
Wow. Does it smell like cigars? It
smells a lot like cigars. It was a cigar fest, so more cigars. It's a lot.
I like cigars.
You and Matt.
Yeah. Okay, our second. Let's try our second one. Oh, that's nice. That's got a real hoppy flavor, so it's definitely an IPA.
Yeah.
I could tell because of the hop content in it, right? You agree, gentlemen?
Agree.
I think this is a 60-minute.
Okay. Well, you're guessing because we're doing this blind, you guys. Okay, now we're going to try the third one. We have to do this kind of fast because, you know, we're on the air. We don't want to go so fast that we start foaming at the nose, though. That's the third one. Now we're going to go to the fourth one. Wow. That's delicious. I don't know what that is, but that's delicious.
Yeah, it's good.
I like that. Now let's try the last one. Oh, geez. What is that?
Only the best.
Oh my gosh! Okay, so we've picked out five premium beers. One of them stands out as definitely the worst, and you can tell by the color. It's a lot lighter than the other beers, and it just really pales in comparison in complexity. It's certainly not. Honestly, I don't think it's Milwaukee's best.
The last
I mean,
one?
That may be what they call it, but it's really not their best.
Yeah, it's not the best.
Not their best. Anyway, I'm going to let you guys mull over that for a minute, and then we're gonna go over to Beecher. Beecher, Howard.
Albert Hall.
From the Abbey.
That's correct.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Beecher, we know each other.
I think I met you 9 years ago. No, can't be that long.
Probably.
Yeah.
Are you that?
8 years ago.
8 years ago, and where did we meet?
18 at Acacia.
Well, that's right. You used to work at Acacia.
That's correct.
I knew that. I actually knew that. How's it going over at the Abbey?
It's doing good. Doing good.
Fantastic. Tell us about the Abbey.
Well, I took over the culinary program about 3 months ago. Did a new menu, new brunch menu, and you know, full steam ahead.
Yeah, I guess. I guess. You know, the Abbey has enjoyed an excellent reputation since they opened. How long ago?
4 years.
4 years ago. And now tell us about the namesake.
The name is after their daughter, Abigail.
Abigail, or Abby.
Abby.
What can you if you had to describe the food, how would you describe it?
Modern, comfort food, stuff you really like to eat, makes you happy inside.
Happy and warm and fuzzy?
That's right.
Yeah, that sounds good. That sounds good. You guys open for lunch?
We are not. We have brunch Saturday and Sunday, 10 o'clock till 3.
That sounds good.
Yeah.
So what's a typical work day for you?
My day starts about 9 o'clock. Get in, check in orders, get all the proteins going, you know, set up prep, help everybody else out.
Uh-huh. You have any specials going on tonight?
We do have specials going on tonight.
Tell us about them.
Well,
okay.
Unfortunately, I don't know what they are.
Okay, well, that's because you're here.
I am here in the studio.
Plus, I'll bet when you get back, it's going to take you more than just a couple minutes to figure out what those specials are because you need to keep drinking those samples over there.
Oh, I'm trying.
Yeah, that's awesome. You brought something for us to taste, too.
I did. I brought some salsa from Cactus Slap Company. We use it on our brunch menu.
Woohoo!
This is a smoked peach salsa. We pair that with our pork belly McMuffin for brunch.
Sounds delicious.
Raisin, yeah, hard apple cider, and thyme.
Yeah, it does. That sounds great.
Yeah,
sounds awesome.
Well, do you have a signature item on your menu?
Well, the menu when we designed it was everything that Sandy and I wanted to eat. Everything we like to eat. I'd say my signature is the cedar plank salmon, gorgonzola, caramelized onion, mashed potato, sautéed asparagus, barouge, oven-roasted tomato.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Or our tikka masala.
I really love that kind of food.
Yes.
It's pretty eclectic, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah, I'm looking at your menu, and you have everything that I think a modern menu needs to have on it. Pork belly steamed buns, which is obviously an Asian influence.
Yes.
Fried pickles, which is screams NASCAR.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Maryland crab cakes and mussels, which are, you know, kind of a regional Americana thing. Heirloom tomato salad. You know, so how adamant are you, or how involved do you like to get with the farm to fork movement?
I have just began to dabble in that. Mm-hmm. Recently, beforehand, I'd never had my own kitchen or, you know, been able to do what I've wanted to do. I try to make it to the farmer's market and do specials on the weekends with local produce. I want to get in with, you know, Double Check Ranch or with the U of A with their meat program.
Sure.
But that's just something I've started to really, really come into and, you know, appreciate more than just buying food from, you know, a purveyor and getting it in. I like to go shop for my food.
Yeah, it's nice. It's funny how the modern chef it hasn't changed that much in all these years. And I look back at all the chefs that I trained with that were from Europe, and you know, they would talk about every day they go to the market, they go to the fish market, they go to the butcher, they go to the produce guys, and they'd get what they needed for the day. Whatever looked good, they would just grab it, and they would write their menu, and everything was handwritten.
Yeah,
and they would prepare it, and if it was, they didn't have any choice but to use what was seasonally available and local.
Right.
Typically, my experience is that, and especially in England, I found this that the smaller restaurants that they filled their larders and they filled their stores with stuff that's like within a 20-mile, 30-mile radius. And you kind of guarantee that it's fresh.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
What's it?
Yeah, that's something I love.
Challenges you to be creative with seasonal stuff.
Yes.
Yeah. Arizona, I think my only issue is that, you know, we have a real large shoulder season where you can't get a lot of things locally,
right,
because of the climate.
Yes.
Which is kind of tough. And, you know, we thought it was so cool back in the 80s when you could get, you know, certain fruits and stuff in the wintertime because they came from South America where the seasons were opposite. We weren't really thinking about the carbon footprint that we were leaving back then.
Yeah.
So things have kind of come full circle, and I think chefs, especially young chefs now, are starting to realize that we need to take care of our resources a little bit better.
Yeah, especially, you know, Arizona, old food. I think we need to kind of source it here and keep it here. Yeah. And bring it back to what, you know, it should be. Instead of bringing produce and stuff from all over other places, I think we should, you know, stick with what Arizona's good.
Yeah, the Rito halibut season was just over last week. I don't know if you knew that.
I have a pond in the backyard.
Well, there's still,
we have
you,
our
you
own
can still get the trout.
There, so.
And, of course, the humpback chub.
Yes.
A popular local favorite. Just kidding. Yeah, but I think more and more, the micro farmers are growing what the chefs are asking them to grow.
Right.
And some things just don't work. I know that Sleeping Frog does a great job. There are a couple other of the micro farms in the area that have some pretty elaborate greenhouses, and they can
McClellan's up in Phoenix.
Yeah, you know, they do primarily citrus.
Yeah.
But you can get stuff. Just great stuff from them.
Yeah.
He started growing pomelos and some of the other citrus varieties. It's really nice as they're all organic.
Yeah.
And, you know, the all-natural and organic stuff is available, but typically at a pretty pricey premium.
Exactly.
And that makes it tough. And, you know, I've heard comments about acacia's price point, but I have to be in business to be able to survive.
Yeah.
So you charge what you have to charge, you know, and it needs to be commensurate with the quality of the products that you're using. So, you know, I mean, if it seems a little expensive, I can guarantee you that it's the best quality.
Right.
And we've swapped fish before.
We have. I was in a salmon pickle, if you will. Actually, Brian was in the restaurant. He's like, I think Albert can help
but,
you out.
But what's really cool is that a lot of the chefs in town are using really good ingredients.
Yes.
You know, I'm pleased and I'm proud that I won't waver on that.
No.
I mean, I just refuse to.
Yeah, same here.
So you two guys, Brian and Beecher, you guys are young. What's the forecast on cuisine? You know, things change. When I came up in this business, yeah. It was duck a l'orange and beef Wellington and, you know, veal piccata and classics, continental
yeah.
type food. So where's it going?
I think it's going, well, for me, I want to sort of push the molecular gastronomy point, and I think that's getting really big. In today's culinary world, we use sodium citrate at the restaurant for cheese, make our own cheese slice, emulsifier. Mm-hmm. No one's ever really heard of that, but... You know,
can you make black cheese?
Oh.
Get a hold of Burger King, dude.
Right?
They're buying it like you wouldn't believe for Japan.
Japanese black burger.
At
the Abbey.
The ninja burger.
Yeah, right.
So you think that's the direction?
I think so. I mean, I think people are pushing their limits really far and trying to go as far as they can. And, you know, things taste awesome.
Yeah. You know, Brian is not afraid to go out on a limb.
That's good.
What was the wackiest thing you did in the last month, Brian?
Mm. Oh, man.
I mean the wackiest, and you've come up with some different stuff.
Oh, I don't know. We do all kinds of wacky experiments and different things. Oh, man. Well,
See, one of our recent desserts last night, we did the our butternut squash pecan, candied pecan gelato that we ran on a, with another dessert with a chocolate custard that we made with, you know, in molds and froze them so they look really cool and different. You know, going back to kind of the thing like what Beecher was saying about the where the direction is going for the culinary world, I think he's right. Things are going a little bit more modern. People want to see something different. I think they're kind of sick of seeing the same stuff over the years. I also think that people are not really kind of let the ingredients shine kind of thing. You know, it's we have all this great produce, and there are people that have got the greenhouses here in town that we're buying, you know, produce from, and they're really good. It's really good produce, and yeah.
Okay, awesome. Beecher, I had asked you to come up with a question, maybe a trivia question that we could, have some callers call in and win cash and prizes worth billions of dollars. Did you come up with something?
I did, but we answered that question earlier in the segment.
Okay. Well, then we're going to have to come up with something else.
We will.
I guess probably after the next break, we're gonna put our heads together and come up with a really tough question. And as long as Alec Trebek doesn't call in, we'll probably be safe. Yeah. Let's pay some bills. See you in a little bit. On the Menu Live.
What are the top three ways to get Tucson's breaking news on the culinary and cocktail scene? Start by liking On the Menu Live on Facebook. Then follow On the Menu Live on Twitter. And finally, download On the Menu Live podcast on iTunes. Now, it's On the Menu Live with Matt Russell on KNST.
Hot new menu, cool new patio, and some of the best views in the foothills. Five Palms Restaurant is the place for summer specials in the bars, the rooftop terrace, and patios, now with a new misting system. Chill out with their 8 for $8 happy hour. Choose one of eight dishes and one of eight drinks, all for $8. Stay a little longer with Moonlight Reverse Happy Hour, 50% off cocktails starting at 8 p.m. Five Palms is all about casual gourmet dining. Choose from generous three-course meals, including wine specials nightly, to sundaes with menus from around the world, to something that's hot off the grill, their new gourmet burger selection, which is said to be the best in the foothills. Check out their website, fivepalms.com, for summer deals, special dinners, and much more. And plan your next party at Five Palms in their spacious private dining rooms. Five Palms Steak and Seafood on Sunrise, just east of Campbell. Call 615-5555 for information or reservations. And enjoy some of the best food, cocktails, and views in the foothills. Well, here we are at Acacia Real Food and Cocktails on Skyline and Campbell, and we just ran into Chef Albert Hall. Hey, Chef.
Welcome back to Acacia, Matt. It's always great to see you up here.
So what's cooking?
Well, as you know, our happy hour is always rocking with great food and drink specials every day of the week. And our lunch, dinner, and Sunday brunch menus are ever-changing with fresh, honest, and local ingredients. You know that's what we're all about.
As you say, Chef, real food, real cocktails. That's what keeps me coming back.
Don't forget to check our website regularly for information on upcoming specials, classes, and events.
Yep, acaciatucson.com.
Let's go get a drink, Matt.
I'm in.
Acacia, real food and cocktails on the northeast corner of Skyline and Campbell, open daily from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m.
Do you realize how many fantastic restaurants are in Tucson? He's your cheat sheet. On the Menu with Matt Russell is on KNST.
On the Menu Live, this is Albert Hall. Live across from the big cemetery at Oracle and Fort Lowell. We may have to call Entourage Transportation on this one, you guys. Because those beers are really good. All right. Well, we've got a trivia question for you, so you're going to need to call in. And I urge you that if you've called in the last 30 days, Alan Kath, you probably need to let somebody else win. Okay. Is this going to be Elvis's birthday? What is this going to be? Okay. Step up to the microphone, gentlemen.
They seem excited.
Yeah, well, I don't know what they're looking at over there, but no, this is good. You're going to have to speak into the microphone.
I think we got one.
Okay. Let's do it. Now, this is, no, wait, before we start, this is for a $50 Acacia gift card. Okay, so, you know, this is going to have to be not easy, but not impossible to answer. Okay, do it.
Why is milk pasteurized?
Why is milk pasteurized? Okay.
Or what is pasteurization? Yeah. How about that?
Okay. What is the pasteurization process? Not only for milk, but I mean, they pasteurize beer. Coors is pasteurized, right?
Cold filtration.
It's pasteurized.
That's correct.
Okay. So what does that involve? I mean, it involves, I know what it involves. I mean, I know what pasteurization is. It's when my mom used to tell me when I was a kid, go out into the field and stand there. And then I was pasteurized. So maybe not. Okay. Well, we're going to have some callers calling in because they know what's going on here. Okay. Here we go. Oh, hey, I love this guy. We have a caller, and I'll give you a hint. He's purple. Okay. Barney, welcome. Barney, are you there? Barney's not there. Did Barney hang up? Barney knows what pasteurization with the. Hello, Barney.
Barney? Yep. Okay.
Okay, well, I think Barney hung up because I said he was purple. That wasn't very nice. Barney, call back, okay? I promise I won't, and I hope it's not. I know a couple Barneys, though. I know Barney Rubble, Barney the dinosaur. You know any Barneys?
I think those are the only two Barneys I know.
We know Barney Comfrey, the operating partner. Over at Fleming's Prime Steakhouse?
Yeah.
Is that who that was, Barney?
No, it's Mike.
Okay, Mike. Are you there, Mike?
I'm here.
Did you understand the question, Mike?
Yeah, why is milk pasteurized? Pasteurized to kill bacteria and to increase shelf life. And then beer's heated.
The beer is heated and then cold filtered? Do you drink Coors, Mike?
What's that?
Do you drink Coors?
I'm from Colorado, and I've never drank Coors. So
really?
It's not really a beer that I like. It's a little light.
Yeah.
You know, so.
And why drink that stuff when there's plenty of other stuff to, say, smoke?
That's exactly right, and they charge enough for it, so why not drink better beer?
You know, they're going to be selling that other stuff in vending machines up there. You know that, right?
You want to put your money in a vendor and get a Coors? It's all
no,
good.
No. It's not the Coors, Mike. Not the Coors. That other stuff.
Oh,
anyway.
That stuff.
Yeah.
Well, like Maui Wowie or whatever.
My daughter called and basically thumbed her nose over the phone at me, saying, "I can buy it in a vending machine up here, Dad." It just hurt. It broke my heart. Anyway. Okay. Well, Mike, you know, that's the correct answer. The pasteurization process, of course, was invented or whatever, so people wouldn't get sick and die, right?
Yeah, okay. He was a bit smart. Well, only what he did was he killed good bacteria along with bad bacteria. So
we're talking about Louis, right?
Louis, yeah.
Louis. Okay. Well, you know what? I think we should all raise our glasses to Louis for making this world a safer place for all of us. And Mike, I want you to hang on the line because we've got a $50 Acacia gift card for you. Did I mention that we're open for Sunday brunch?
Really?
And it's probably one of the best views in Tucson, overlooks the city.
I'm definitely hold on.
Do you get up on Sunday morning, Mike?
On occasion.
On occasion?
Only if I have something I have to do.
Okay, well, you have to come to brunch, or you don't have to come to brunch. You can come to happy hour. You can come to dinner, lunch. You can go to Ollie's for breakfast if you want. I don't know if they'll accept our gift card, but it's all yours. Thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you.
Stay on the line. That was exciting, wasn't it?
the whole pasteurization thing? Okay. Well, what else can we talk about? Food safety.
Wash your hands.
Yeah. You can never say enough about good hygiene. Listen, I guess they're going to try to outlaw certain types of blue cheese. Brian, did you hear about that? Beecher?
I did hear about that.
So what's going on?
I don't know.
It's they don't like too. The mold? They don't like, what is it? Only real cheese grows mold, you guys.
Well, I think it was a certain type of bacteria. I don't know the name of the bacteria off the top of my head, but it was a certain type of bacteria that's made to make that's inside a few different types of cheeses that I guess the FDA doesn't like.
Are these pasteurized cheeses?
I'm thinking
that would be a negatory.
No.
Okay, so they're not pasteurized cheeses. So, Mike, I know you're out there, Mike. You're listening. Don't eat cheese that hasn't been pasteurized. Okay, that's awesome. Guys, I want to thank you for coming in.
Yeah, thank you.
It was good to talk to you. We need to thank our sponsors, the folks from Alfonso's Gourmet Olive Oil and Balsamics, and Apple Annie's Orchard, now squeezing, right? Okay, Entourage Transportation, Five Palms Steak and Seafood, Hacienda del Sol, Jerry's Cigars, where they're always smoking.